The Guardian.
In fact, I suppose it's not such a big transformation because Doctor Who was famously a time traveller, and Hamlet, although he says he's bounded in a nutshell, also says he can count himself king of infinite space. So I suppose Hamlet, you could say, is a journey of the mind, and David Tennant, I think, is well equipped to do it because the quality he brought to Doctor Who, which is a kind of inventiveness, wildness, a slight element of madness, actually, are exactly the qualities you need in Hamlet. So it isn't such a big journey as it might seem.
And also wild humour and an awful lot of intelligence, too.
An awful lot of intelligence. And yes, humour, I think, is the key to David Tennant's performance. This is the funniest Hamlet I think I've ever seen, because what he does is he always mocks the person who's talking to him at any given time. So Polonius, you know, the old boar who is Ophelia's father, he sends up rotten. There's a minor court official called Osric, and he absolutely brilliantly imitates his manner of speaking. And there's a very funny moment indeed when Hamlet's been captured after he's actually killed Polonius, and Hamlet's confined to a chair and bound and gagged, and then the gag is ripped off, and Tennant goes wheeling around the stage in this electric chair crying, "Whee!" You know, as if he's going to run people over at any moment. So, I mean, obviously, it is a play about grief and melancholy and sadness and anger, but also what Tennant brings out, I think, is the sort of wild capriciousness that lies underneath that.
Keeping with the theme of space, one of the characters in Hamlet is Patrick Stewart, who plays Captain Picard in the Star Trek series, and he's Claudius in this production. The two of them obviously meet in character, don't they?
Well, I suppose they do, except the point about Claudius is he's the ultimate villain, and Patrick Stewart plays him quite superbly, because you wouldn't say on meeting him this man is a villain. He doesn't look like some natural dog stealer or something. You know, he looks like a bland, bespectacled, bald-headed businessman. But very gradually, what Patrick Stewart does is to reveal the sheer nastiness and cruelty and ultimately villainy of this man. There's a wonderful opening scene, quite fantastic opening scene in the court at Elsinore when Patrick Stewart as Claudius pretends not to know where Hamlet's studying. I mean, he knows perfectly well, but he has to turn to his wife and say, "Where is it? Wittenberg. Oh, yes." You know, he does everything he can to emphasize his distance, his indifference to Hamlet, even his hostility to Hamlet. So you understand exactly why Hamlet feels alienated from the world around him. And I should say Patrick Stewart doubles as the ghost in Hamlet, so he does some pretty nifty costume changing, one minute appearing in full armor and the next minute appearing in evening dress.
Sounds a fantastic performance, and you recommend it highly, I gather.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's one of the best productions of Hamlet I've seen in my life, actually. And, I mean, there are lots of good Hamlets I've seen. I mean, David Tennant is one amongst many, but each actor brings something special to the role. And as I say, what Tennant brings is this capacity for wild-eyed eccentricity and strangeness, and also likability. I think that's the key thing. He's a very, very sympathetic Hamlet whom you warm to.
Michael Billington, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.